Good evening and welcome to the 10 Minute Aliyah, the Parsha podcast. Here we go. We're up to the Shlishi Aliyah of Parshas Noach. Vayihi mabul arbayim yom al ha'aretz v'yirbu ha'mayim v'yisuas ha'teva v'taram me'al ha'aretz. So what happened is that the mabul was on, the waters were on the earth for 40 days, and the waters became strong and lifted the teva up and caused it to float on the waters. V'yigbiru hamayim v'yirbu me'od al ha'aretz v'telech ha'teva al p'nei hamayim. And the waters were strengthened, and the teva began to float on the waters. V'hamayim gavru me'od me'od al ha'aretz v'yechasu kol heharim hagvohim asher tachas hashamayim. And the waters grew more and more powerful, more and more deep, or more and more high on the land, and they covered the highest mountains that are under all of the heavens. Chameshesre amma milamala, that's 15 amas above, gavru hamayim v'yechasu haharim, that the waters grew and grew and covered those mountains 15 feet over the tops of the highest mountains. V'yigvah kol basar haromes al ha'aretz ba'of u'behema u'bechaya v'chol ha'sheretz ha'shoretz al ha'aretz v'chol ha'adam. Pasuk 21 says, and all the flesh died, all living creatures died, the crawlers, the birds, the behemas and the chayas, the wild and domesticated animals, and all of the shrutzim, and all of the shrutzim creatures, the disgusting creatures, the bugs that are on the land, and all of mankind. Kol asher nishmas ruach chayim be'apo mikol asher b'charova mesu. Everything that had the breath of the spirit of life in its lungs, in its nose, and everything that was on dry land died. Vaymachas kol yakum asher al pnei hamayim me'adam ad behema ad remes v'ad of hashamayim vaymachu min ha'aretz v'yishaer ach noach asher ito b'teva. And everything, Vayimach, was destroyed. Anything that existed, Kol Hayakum, anything that existed that was there on the face of the land, from man to animal to creepy crawler to birds of the heavens, and even from the land, Vayishair, and the only thing that was left was Noach and those in the Teva. Rashi says that anything there became water. It just dissolved entirely. The Ramban has an interesting idea on whether fish also got destroyed over the course of the mabul. He said you could hear it both ways. To the side that we heard that the water, that there was hot water that was literally melting everything, so the fish would have died, but at the same time maybe the fish were able to swim out to where the oceans were, and the oceans there were safe for the fish to be in. V'yigru hamayim ha'aretz chamishim u'me'as yom, and the waters gathered and strengthened on the land 150 days. V'yizkor Elokim es Noach es kol ha'chaya asher ves kol ha'behema asher ito b'teva. V'yaver Elokim ruach al ha'aretz v'yashoku hamayim. And Elokim, God's means of judgment, remembered Noach and all of the chaya and all chayas and all of the behemas that were with him in the teva. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu Elokim blew a wind over the land and the waters calmed. Rabbeinu Sadia says that we should read Psukim Chaf Dalet and Aleph together, that the waters were there 150 days, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Noach. And what is the nature of this memory? So a number of Mefarshim and Rashi on one hand says that Noach, like many tzaddikim, was able to transform the Midas Hadin to Midas Harachmim, that Elokim should remember Noach and a favorable thing should come out. He says that that's a transformation from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachmim, and that's what the tzaddikim do versus the Rishayim who transform the Midas HaChesed. They take Hashem's Chesed and cause the Midas Hadin to be shalit in the world. The Ramban says that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers that he made a bris to save Noach and his family, and that's what it was that Hashem, kiviyachol, anthropomorphically speaking, remembered. And he remembered that he wanted to create the world. So because there are two clauses, it says he remembered Noach and all the animals. So if you take Rashi's tack, Rashi says that he remembered the animals that also, they weren't with other animals not of their species, and that was the merit. Ramban says, well, what merit is that? They're animals. What type of free choice did they have? It's just that Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol remembered that ratzon, that he wanted to create the world again, that he wanted to create the world, and that specific ratzon, that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The Radak says that he doesn't like this, even though that it's using an anthropomorphism, even though it's saying that it's Lashon B'nei Adam, but what really happened was the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, it's enough. It's enough, and we're going to stop with this with all this rain and this destructive waters right now. So there you have three different ways to understand what this nature of zichir is. Of course, it's important to remember that this is one of the psukim which is said during the zichronis in Rosh Hashanah that talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers and has mercy. You know, and depending on which pshat in the Rishonim you use, you can also sort of play that into your Rosh Hashanah davening as well. Continuing on to Pasuk Beis in Parakhes. V'yisachru mayanos etohom varubos ha-shamayim v'yichale ha-geshem min ha-shamayim. So the floodgates of the deeps and the windows of Shamayim were closed up and the rain vanished from the heavens. V'yashuv ha-mayim el ha-arts haloch v'shov v'yichasru ha-mayim mikseh chamishim emunas yom. And the waters receded from the lands, and the waters went back and forth, and there was no more water after 150 days. V'tanach ha-teva v'chodesh ha-shvi'i v'shiva-asar yom l'chodesh al-harei Ararat. And the Teva rested then in the seventh month, the 17th day of the seventh month, on top of Mount Ararat. And there's some discussion again amongst the Rishonim what month this was. Was it the seventh month from the beginning of the rains, the seventh month of the stopping of the wild rains as it took for everything to dry out? So it could be Mar Cheshvan. It could be Tammuz, according to the Ramban. Rashi says it's Mar Cheshvan. V'mayim hayu haloch v'chasur ad chodesh ha'siri ba'siri be'echad l'chodesh nira rashi ha'harim. And then on the 10th month, on the 10th, the 11th day, the tops of the mountains were once again visible. V'hi mikitz arbayim yom v'yivtach noach es chalun ha'teva Asha. And then it was on the 40 days Noach opened the window of the teva that he made. Veyishalach es ha'orev veyete yatzo v'shov ad yevosh es ha'mayim mi'al ha'aretz. And the raven went back and forth until it was dried out. All of the water was dried out on the land. We know famously Rashi quotes a midrash that what was this back and forth was that the raven suspected its partner, and therefore it didn't find any place to sit. It went on its shlichus, but at the same time it didn't go on its shlichus because it was afraid. It sort of circled. Other mefarshim take a different approach. The Sfarno said that really there's no place for it to sit, and the Radak said that the Radak and the Chizkuni said that, you know, we understand that the raven eats carrion, is a scavenger. It's not a vegetarian, it's more like a scavenger and omnivore. So then maybe Noach's hope was that it would find some type of carrion, something left over, you know, of all of that death, and it could not find a single thing. And it just circled around it with nothing to find. Then, you know what happened. Vayishalach es hayona mitoli ros hakalu hamayim mealpni adama, and then Noach sent out the dove to find out if in fact the waters had finally dried up from the face of the earth. Lomatzan. Hayona manoach lachafra glav atasha velav el ateva kim mayim al pnei kol haaretz v'yishlach yado v'yikach v'yaveyosa elav el ateva. And the Yonah could not find any place for it to sit and rest, and so they returned to the teva, because there was water still on the face of the earth, and Noach put out his hand, and it landed, and he brought it back into the teva. The idea being that this Yonah, the reason why we sent Yonos, the Radak says, is because that that this is the way that the dove is a homing bird, and it comes back. So Noach sent it out and then hoped it would come back, you know, with something, and there's no place for it to stop. So therefore it came right back. Vayachel od shivas yamim, and Noach once again counted 7 days. Shivas yamim acherim. V'Yosef shalach es hayonah min hateva, and he once again sent out the dove from the teva, from the ark. V'tavo elav hayonah le'esa erev, and that it came back later on in the day towards the evening. V'hene ale zayis tarif befia, and there it had in its mouth torn off an olive leaf. V'yeda Noach ki hakalu hamayim al haaretz, and Noach knew from this that it came with a torn off olive leaf, that in fact that there was water had receded enough that it could find an olive leaf that it would tear off. And we know that Rashi says that the Yonah saying to Noach, you know, it was great to be with you over here, but at the same time, better that my mezonah should come straight from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and should be bitter like an olive tree. Olive is pretty bitter, rather than it be sweet and far from Bnei Adam. V'yachel od shivas yamim acherim v'yishlach es hayonah lo yasfu yasafa od shuv elav od, and he sent it out once again. The Yonah, he sent the dove out once again, and this time it did not return to him. It took up residence someplace else. V'yhi ba'achas v'sheish mi oshana, and it was in the 601st year. Berishon be'echad lechodesh charvu hamayim me'al ha'aretz, the waters dried off from the land. V'yasar Noach es michseh teva, he took off the cover of the teva. V'yar v'hinei charvu pnei ha'adama, and the pnei ha'adama, the face of the land, had gone. Sorry, the face of the land, the water had gone, and the face of the land was visible. V'chodesh hasheni b'shiva v'esrim yom, and in the second month, the 21st day, l'chodesh yavshal ha'aretz, the land was entirely dried out. Rashi says that according to Rabbi Elazar, this was Tishrei, and according to Yeshua, this was Nisan, and everything was finally dry. This concludes the third Aliyah. Have a wonderful day.